Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household works for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm sorry, what did you say your name was again?
My name is Carlos. Yes, sir. Calling from
Opinion Research. Well, can I ask you a question first?
Go ahead, John.
And that would be, who is commissioned the survey? Who's the survey for?
Well, we're not told who the client is in order not to influence anybody's opinion. It could be the state, it could be a university, you know, anybody. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's just a couple of minutes in. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely, probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely will.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is your age, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages?
Oh, I'm an old guy. I'm 71.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you taking the time to help me. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
White.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, sir, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I think of myself as an independent.
Thank you. Do you think about that direction the country is headed in? And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? How do you feel?
Do you have horrified as one of the options? Because I'm very dissatisfied, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to reach you real quick a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, we'd like you to rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to focus on. A 10 is a very important issue for you. 0 means not important at all. Any number from 0 to 10. The issue of lowering the rent. What number?
3.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. What number?
Well, now you're talking about inflation. Let's give that a 9.
Okay. Improving K-12 education.
I'm sorry, what?
Improving K-12 education. Which number would you give?
I'd give that a 10.
Thank you.
But they don't have a clue what they're doing anyway about it, so that's
understood.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Thank you, sir, for sharing your opinion. Protecting democracy and our voting rights. What number from 0 to 10?
10.
And funding for mental health services? What number?
Probably 7.
You. And protecting abortion rights?
10.
And cracking down on illegal drugs. How important of an issue is that for you?
Oh, boy. They're all tied together. I'll give that a 9.
Thank you, sir. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations. What number?
5.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Okay, any number from 0 to 100. Now, if you don't recognize the name...
Wait, I'm sorry. You said 0 to 100 now?
Yes, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards the person or organization. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. Okay? That's why it's from 0 to 100. Now, how do you feel about Donald Trump? Which number for 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
0.
MAGA Republicans?
50.
J.D. Vance?
I'll give him a 52.
Thank you.
50 also.
Yeah, yes, I understand. Sir, Louis yeah. Chavez de Ramirez, from 0 to 100.
That's interesting. You went from national to very local. I would give her 8. 8, excuse me.
80.
80.
Right.
Yeah.
Understood. And Ron Wyden?
10.
Okay. Joe Biden?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
0.
Janelle Bynum?
I'm not sure I'm familiar with. I know that. I've heard the name. I know the name. I'm trying
right.
to come up with who she is.
And unfortunately, I'm required to read verbatim in order to not influence your opinion, you know, to the best of your knowledge, any number.
Right. Well, I don't know. I'll give her a complimentary 10.
Thank you. I like that complimentary. Yeah. Republicans.
Just be respectful.
Yeah, yes, sir. Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100.
Oh, boy. 30.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but, sir, what if the election for president were held today? Would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, Donald Trump, or undecided?
Let's say undecided.
Thank you, sir. Even though you say that you are undecided, if you have to decide, which candidate would you lean towards? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump?
Well, I'd have to go with Trump.
Thank you. Into Donald Trump. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, those are the only two candidates, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, sir, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you say that you vote for the Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Oh, okay. I remember who she is. Yeah. Okay. Lori Chavez. She hands down.
Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry. Lori Chavez. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Biden now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024 if there is a fair, a small, or just a slight change or no change at all that you would support her?
Well, now that I remember who she is, there's no chance.
Okay, thank you. No chance at all. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I disapprove because he's not the one handling his job as president. So.
Understood.
Anyway.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Please repeat the question so I know exactly how to.
Yes, sir. And do you?
Answer.
No problem. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Now, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? How do you feel?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you or anyone of, and do you approve or disapprove of the way that Louisa Chavez Redeemer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I would strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I want to reach you real quick a little bit more about your two candidates running for Congress, okay? First one is Laurie Chavez Redeemer and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Laurie Chavez Redeemer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering a more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problem for homelessness to access to child care. Laurie was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up for work or to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Second one. Now,
okay, now I know. Now I know who's behind this survey. It's Laurie Chavez de Reamer. She's hired you guys to do this.
Now, okay. I really, to be honest with you, sir, that, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, they don't tell us who the client is. I mean, it can be a university doing a research, you know, a study, you know, yeah, about politics.
I believe you, but
yeah,
I totally believe you, but I can tell by the questions that she's behind it. That's fine. It's just, I just wish she was upfront about it. Please continue. Carlos? Carlos? Hello? Carlos? Carlos? Hello? Are you there? First to Carlos. Carlos.